The Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky spent six figures just in the first month of this year's legislative session trying to convince lawmakers to increase Kentucky's cigarette tax by $1. The $100,240 spent by the health advocacy group wasn't much more than the $95,218 spent by tobacco companies. Foundation CEO Ben Chandler says pouring a massive amount of money into lobbying was necessary to counter not just big tobacco, but the retail and farming industries.
And what you're seeing in terms of spending in the legislative session is not the whole story. You've got campaign contributions from these other groups. You've got a lot of other ways in which attempts are made to influence the legislators.
Opponents of the tax hike argue it would unfairly burden the nearly 48% of low-income Kentuckians who smoke. But Chandler says that's the point.
If it gets people to quit smoking, those low-income people who quit smoking will have a whole lot more disposable income. Now, if they continue to smoke, it may hurt them financially, but the biggest hurt they're going to have is health-wise.
The idea of hiking the cigarette tax has drawn expected opposition from the tobacco industry, but there's also been pushback from the grassroots level. Christian County tobacco farmer Robert Gray went to Frankfort last month to ask lawmakers to reject the tax increase, which he says will hurt family farms.
Tobacco's always been a stable crop. Corn, wheat sometimes are profitable, sometimes are not, and that's helped numerous farm families there in the state of Kentucky.
The tax hike would push the cost of cigarettes in Kentucky above every surrounding state but Ohio, and growers fear that would reduce demand for their products, and retailers, particularly in border areas, fear that would drive customers across state lines to purchase cigarettes. Nicholas Heidenreich owns a tobacco store in Henderson.
Almost every single one of our customers are out of state, coming from all the way up in Bloomington, Indiana to the middle of Illinois. If this tax increase passed, we'd have to shut the doors.
Raising the tax $1 a pack would make it $1.60, much higher than the 99-cent tax in Indiana and 62 cents in Tennessee. Supporters say a $1 increase could generate about $266 million for the state each year, money that could go toward Kentucky's massive pension debt. But tobacco companies claim states that have raised cigarette taxes have failed to meet revenue projections. Increasing the tax on cigarettes is something still being debated in the Kentucky legislature. While the House budget boosted the tax by 50 cents, health advocates are hoping Senate lawmakers will be more receptive to the $1 tax. Increasing taxes on one of the state's signature industries has never been popular. Kentucky has had only two cigarette tax increases in the past couple of decades. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.